Mary Alice flung her purse on my kitchen table, where it landed with a crash, pulled a stool over to the counter, and perched on it. Perched may not be the right word. The stool groaned and splayed, but it held. I began to breathe again.
"I have decided," she announced, "that I am not going gentle into that good night."
"Well, thank God," I said. "We were all worried about you. Last year when you dyed your hair hot tart cinnamon red, well, whatever, we all said, 'There she goes gentle.'" Mary Alice giggled. She is 65 years old, but she still giggles like a young girl, and men still love it.
"That was a little much."
She patted her hair.
"This is just plain old light golden blonde. It's what you ought to use, Patricia Ann."
Too much trouble. The timer went off on the stove, and I took out a batch of oatmeal cookies.
"It would charge Fred's batteries."
"There's nothing wrong with Fred's batteries." I went around her to get a spatula and opened the drawer too hard, banging it against my leg. How long had it taken her to get to me this time? 1 minute? No record. In the 60 years we have been sisters, I figure the record is somewhere below zero into the negative integers of time. Absolute proof of the theory of relativity.
"Well, your hair sure could use some help."
I scooped up a hot cookie and handed it to her. Burn, baby, burn.